All right. We're back. The new theme just came to me. A dream and a vision. Last episode was dreams, wasn't it? Today's theme is cats. No, my cat just walked in. That would make a good theme, though. Sorry, I'd really like to show you how the sausage is made. Where? I actually think this is me picking up my cat. All right, where I really love to, save some time, come up with ideas on the show for the next show. But enough jibber jabbering. No, not enough jibber jabbering. That's what this whole thing is, isn't it? Jibber jabbering. Today's theme is going to be crazy makers. What's a crazy maker, you may ask? Well, it's from a book I've been doing over and over and over again. The same lessons will be repeated until you learn them is the artist's way. And she's got a little fucking sexy exercise called, essay. I might just read her essay. You know what? There's a cat there. So these are crazy makers. So give you the crazy maker, and these are people to avoid, and it's you as well. It's me as well. I have been this as well. So if you see me coming at you like this, run for your lives, babes. So crazy makers. A related thing creatives do to avoid being creative is to involve themselves with crazy makers. Crazy makers are those personalities that create storm centers. They are often charismatic, frequently charming, highly inventive, and powerfully persuasive. And for the creative person in their vicinity, they are enormously destructive. You know the type, charismatic, but out of control, long on problems and short on solutions. Crazy makers are the kind of people who can take over your whole life to fixer uppers, they are irresistible. So much to change, so many distractions. If you are involved with a crazy maker, you probably know it already. You certainly recognize the thumbnail description in the paragraph above. Crazy makers like drama. If they can swing it, they are the star. Everyone around them functions as a supporting cast, picking up their cues, their entrances and exits from the crazy maker's crazy whims. Some of the most profoundly destructive crazy makers I have encountered are themselves famous artists. They are often the kinds of artists. Like, you guys should really be writing this down. So it's a long essay, but it's super valuable. They are the kind of artists that give the rest of us bad names. Often larger than life, they acquire the status by feeding on the life of energies of those around them. For this reason, many of the most crazy artists in America are found surrounded by a cadre of supporters as talented as they are, but determined to subvert their own talent in the service of the crazy making king. Holy crow, this is what I just did. I'm thinking of a movie set I visited several years ago. All right, I'll give you my own examples. So the crazy making dynamic is grounded in power, because she was about to talk about directing. And who cares about movies? Although that's another theme I'm going to be working on soon. Movies that... where you root for the villain. Anyway, enough of how the sausage is made. The crazy making dynamic is grounded in power, and any group of people can function as an energy system to be ploited and drained. Crazy makers can be found in almost any setting, in almost any art form. Fame may help to create them, but since they feed on power, any power source will do. Although quite frequently crazy makers are found among the rich and famous, they are common, even among commoners, right in the nuclear family. There's a reason we use that word. Toxic. Propaganda. Sorry, I don't want to get into my whole nukes aren't real rant. Well, watch Oppenheimer, man. Watch Oppenheimer. I shouldn't say they're not real. I'll just say I don't believe in them. But, you know, believe in them if you want. A resident crazy maker may often be found pitting family members against family member, undercutting anyone's agenda but his or her own. I'm thinking of, like, geez, I got a family of crazy makers. I was about to call out one or two people. Actually, I've only got, like, one just sweetheart of a brother who... Oh, now this is going to sound like a dig because it's... Actually, I did tell my brother to listen to my podcast. Oh, no, I... So that's not the one I'm talking about. He's a fucking crazy maker. I'm thinking now of a destructive matriarch of my acquaintance, the titular head of a large, talented clan. She has devoted her extensive energies to destroying the creativity of her children, always choosing critical moments for sabotage. She plants her bombs to explode just as her children approach success. The daughter, struggling to finish a belated college degree, finds herself saddled with a sudden drama the night before her final exam. The son with a critical job interview is gifted with a visitation just when he needs to focus the most. Do you know what the neighbors are saying about you? Whether they appear as your overbearing mother, your manic boss, your needy friend, or your stubborn spouse, the crazy maker in your life shares certain destructive patterns that make them poisonous for any sustained creative work. Crazy makers break deals and destroy schedules. They show up 2 days early for your wedding and expect to be waited on hand and foot. Their renovation... That's kind of me, though. That is kind of me. A little bit. Shit, I won't show up to your wedding. Why aren't you having your wedding in my fucking garden? Is what I'll say. So, hey man, you gotta recognize the stuff in yourself as well, I think. They rent a vacation cabin larger and more expensive than the one agreed upon, and then they expect you to foot the bill. Also, actually, I wouldn't do that. Crazy makers expect special treatment. They suffer wide panoply of mysterious ailments that require care and attention whenever you have a deadline looming. This used to be me. Although I think it was PTSD disorder. And I don't want to go too much into my family dynamic, but people love it when things are going wrong in my family. It's like, oh, excitement. Anything that draws your attention from the crazy maker's demands. The crazy maker cooks her own special meal in a house full of hungry children and does nothing to feed the kids. The crazy maker is too upset to drive right after he has vented enormous verbal abuse on the heads of those around him. I'm afraid daddy will have a heart attack, the victim starts thinking, instead of, how do I get this monster out of my house? Crazy makers discount your reality. This is me as well. Your reality is not valid. No matter how important your deadlines are or how critical your work trajectory, at the moment, crazy makers will violate your needs. They may act as though they hear your boundaries and will respect them, but in practice, act is the operative word. Act as if, though, babe. Crazy makers are the people who call you at midnight or 6 a.m. saying, I know you asked me not to call you this time, but Crazy makers are the people who drop by unexpectedly to borrow something you can't find or don't want to lend them. Even better, they call and ask you to locate something they need and fail to pick it up. Crazy makers spend your time and money. I kind of do that. Not time, but I'll fucking take your money. If they borrow your car, they return it late with an empty tank. Yeah, I did that to my sister once. Although I was picking her up from the airport. So in my defense, and I had zero money. So in my defense, and she was like, go park in the fucking McDonald's. I was like, I've never been to the airport. I don't think I have a license anymore. And I didn't want to tell anyone that. So I was like a bit nervous. I was like, I'm just going to go straight to the front, work out the money situation later. But I have zero money. They demand to be met in the middle of your workday at an airport miles from town. Oh, wow, that's kind of a similar example. Although I was picking her up. I didn't bring taxi money, they say, when confronted with, but I'm working. crazy makers triangulate those they deal with. Because crazy makers thrive on energy, I'm just thinking about family members. I'm going to have to talk about my family. You know what? This is how, because I don't edit myself on this show. I was like, I can't talk about them. I'll give them fake names to protect the innocent, which is me, because they might fucking kill me. crazy makers triangulate those they deal with. Because crazy makers thrive on energy, your energy, they set people against one another in order to maintain their own power position, dead center. That's where I literally just cut people out of my life when they are acting like this. It's so good. That's where they can feed most directly on the negative energies they stir up. So-and-so was telling me you didn't get to work on time, crazy maker may relay. You obligingly get mad at and so crazy makers are expert blamers. Nothing is their fault. Crazy makers create dramas, but seldom where they belong. So crazy makers are often blocked creatives themselves, afraid to effectively tap their own creativity. They loathe to allow that same creativity in others. It makes them jealous. Ah, this is one of my brothers to a fucking T. He's always like, oh, don't do that, man. Oh, that's lame, bro. You shut up, you fucking coward. If you claim a certain...
Oh, I never pursue anything I wanted in my life. Oh.
Actually, I don't want to go too deep on him. It makes them threatened. It makes them dramatic. But yeah, I don't know. He's a very jealous guy. And you gotta lean. You gotta lean down. You gotta make yourself smile if you're around him, or he doesn't like it. Actually, I just remembered someone saying my cousin was attractive. And him being threatened, being like, I'm not attractive. And like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Someone else can be attractive. It doesn't have to be fucking you, you fucking freak show. This is fun. Crazy makers hate schedules except their own. That's all the same, but in the hands of crazy makers, time is the primary tool of abuse. Crazy makers hate order. Chaos serves their purpose. All right, this is sounding too close to home for me now. Crazy makers deny that they are crazy makers. Boom, I'm out of it. I just am confirmed not to be a crazy maker because I can observe it in myself. Your crazy maker may say that when you point out a broken promise or a piece of sabotage, it's just that we have such a rotten sex life. Crazy makers are destructive. What are we doing involved with them? The answer to be brief but brutal, is that we're the crazy ones ourselves, and we are that self-destructive, really. Yes, as blocked creatives, we are willing to go to almost any lengths to remain blocked. As frightening and abusive as life with a crazy maker is, we find it far less threatening than the challenge of a creative life of our own. What would happen then? What would it be like? Very often, we fear that if we let ourselves be created, we will become crazy makers ourselves and abuse those around us. Actually, I'm thinking of a particular brother now where I've made several efforts. Do I want to rag on my brothers? You know what? I will. I made several efforts to be like, hey, man, you want to check out my music? You want to check out this? And it blank me all the time. Which I do understand, actually. Because, oh my god, I had something similar happen. One of this brother's friends was a rapper, and everyone's a fucking rapper. It was my friend, and he just go, I don't even like rap. I don't get it. And he did this thing where it's like, all right, guys, I'm giving my artistic rap career the last swing at the plate it deserves, you know? He sends me a song. He's like, hey, man, I made a song. I'm like, oh, great song. I love the song, man. Fucking delicious song. Oh, the way you did that, I didn't listen to it. Yeah, I was like, I don't want to fucking listen to another fucking rap song. Fuck. Oh, great, I've got to be in a... And he name-checked me in the song, and I didn't listen that far. So, yeah. I'm aware of it in myself, anyway. So, here's the moves. If you're involved with a crazy maker, it's very important that you admit the fact, admit that you are being used, and admit that you are using your own abuser. That's the part I like. You're using your own abuser. Your crazy maker is a block you chose yourself. Oh my God, that hits so close to home. To deter you from your own trajectory. Oh my God, that hits so far from home. So close to home. As much as you are being exploited by your crazy maker, you too are using that person to block your creative flow. If you are involved in a tortured tango with a crazy maker, stop dancing to his her tune, pick up a book on codependency, or get yourself to a 12-step program for relationship addiction, Al-Anon, and sex. The next time you catch yourself saying he is, she is just driving myself crazy, ask yourself what creative work you are trying to block by your involvement. Boom. Crazy makers. So this show is not going to be comedy. I just realized that. I'm actually going to be talking about whatever the fuck I want to talk about from day to day. I just had the craziest experience with a crazy, crazy, crazy maker. Man. And I do detach with love. That is my move. I'm like, all right, this is fucking weird. We fucking drove, what is it? Like, I don't know how long we drove just to be fucking, hey, man, can I sit on this chair? Like when you're visiting family, you're like, hey, man, is it cool if I fucking sit on this chair in your house? Like, we'll allow it. You're like, what? Fucking hanging out with that. But it's just one time. And you're like, nah, it's patterns. It's a pattern of behavior. So you do that. You do that a couple times with me. And I'm just like, all right, I'll fucking never see you again. I don't care. That's my move. I'm like, you don't fucking care. I would actually care if it was, like, actually, no, I was about to say, I went, like, 6 months without seeing my neighbor, intentionally, so maybe this is bad on my part. Hey, I'm not perfect, man. No, you are perfect, Joel, sorry, I've still got my mom's voice in my head. Joel, you're perfect. You're the greatest human being who's ever lived, and so crazy makers, man, I've had that happen so many times in my life, though. Talk about the most recent example soon, but go to the past, because this is what I learned what to do in the past. I finally learned the lesson in the past where you're just like, oh, fucking never see this guy again. So it was always fucking drunks as well, that's the thing. It's always drunks and their fucking dumb girlfriends, dumb partners, whatever.
It's like, hey, my fucking boyfriend can't stop drinking. She's like, he's fucking dated you.
I owe 99% of my sobriety to fucking avoiding humans like you. So you can't say that to me. You want to appear like a good guy. Well, I should say I wanted to appear like a good guy. So you could be like, oh, no, baby. Oh, my word. I remember fucking some fucking bimbo calling me about a fucking drunk. I'm fucking, he's like, I don't know what to do. He's drinking again. I'm like, I literally just did a fucking ton of MDMA last night. My head is falling out of my fucking asshole. It feels like I've got a jar of razors. Is that too cliche? You know what? Cliches are good. Yeah, it feels like I've got a jar of razors in my head. The fuck? And you gotta listen to, like, he's just, sometimes he drinks when I don't want him to drink. And, yeah, he can drink, of course he can drink, but he needs to drink the perfect amount that I, and it's just like, you're a fucking controlling maniac. Get the fuck away from me. Either don't drink or drink is my position. And then you're like, all right, I'll reach out to this fucking drunk. You're like, I did it by myself, you know? I did it through sheer tyranny of will. But yeah, not everyone's fucking built like me, so I'll bend down and go, hey, all right, fucking king baby, what's the problem? Oh, what, you're gonna fucking die? Wah, have a drink. Oh, wah, I'm nervous. Oh, have a drink. Okay, cool. They never have a fucking problem when you talk to them about it. It's always like, oh, man, it's cool. It's cool. And you're like, I've seen you fucking steal alcohol from other people's houses. Like, oh my word, I just thought of such a vivid example of that, where to protect the nameless, or to protect the degenerates, we're fucking feeding someone else's cat. And this guy goes into their liquor cabinet and just drinks. You're like, what the heck? That's weird. You say that, you think that, you go, that's fucking weird. But they're cool about it. They're like, oh, no, it's cool. Oh, I've got so many examples of you degenerate drunks. My move was to ask my mom to buy me booze. So probably more pathetic. I was like, hey, mom. Hey, mommy. my mom's not an enabler. Well, she is, but, like, what's wrong with being an enabler? She was good. She's a good woman. So be like, hey, I think I'm fucking going insane. She'd buy me a bottle of wine. She'd be like, all right. I would steal her wine as well. So it's like, this isn't me being like, I'm better than you, although I am better than you guys, because I stopped. So, yeah, actually, yeah, I was about to be like, this isn't me being like, I'm better than you, but I kind of is, isn't it? Anyway. So this other guy, we had this big mansion. And randomly, it's all of us, we're at a pool party. It's the mansion pool party, so there is like a liquor cabinet, whatever. Great piano, we're playing pool, we're all stoned. I think I was in my Magical Mystery Tour era, which is a very out there era. If you get into the Beatles theme is coming soon. The Beatles theme is coming soon. But that one is actually, I know with the creative process, you don't try and make things perfect, but that one has to be perfect. Imperfectly perfect. That one has to be perfect. Yeah, so one day we're all at the pool, and this guy's fucking, he said, we're all stoned, we're all drinking, and this guy is just like paralytically drunk. You're like, that's fucking weird. Because that's the other thing about these fucking drunks, is you drink with them, and you always drink them under the table. Or I did. I'd be like, what the fucking, what are you doing? And then you had to have someone explain, no, like, when they drink so much, like, it only takes one thing to drink, and you're like, shut up. Fucking lightweights. I drank any man under the table. Except my father. I was about to say, I've drunk every man I've ever encountered under the table. Except my father. He drank me under the table. He did. Salute to that man. He is probably the king baby, king crazy maker I've ever encountered in my life. Which, and blocked creative is how I perceive it now. He's still trying to sell a fucking book. I had this conversation with him. He calls me, you're a work smart, not work hard guy. Which I'm like, oh, you're calling me fucking lazy. I'm like, you're fucking lazy. You're like, hey, I wrote this shit book. Can you fucking do all the legwork of selling this fucking piece of shit book that I can't even get my family to read? That I've actually tried to read one of his books. I've read some of his books. I was like, this is fucking horseshit. You don't want to say that. So you're just like, I'm not reading it. Like one of his, oh my word. Yeah, one of his books was, what was one of his books? Don't talk about this, Joel. Don't talk about this. You know, this was my life. I'll fucking talk about it. Fucking, I don't know, a plot twist in one of his books was that he was a fucking dating a black chick, and you're just like, ugh, disgusting. He's like, hey guys, did you know racism also can affect fucking white guys too? That was his book. That was that's where I thought his book was going. I was like, oh my god, oh my god, this is what you fucking sold our house for. And he's a big swing guy as well. You know, I give the jab, then I give the help. He was a big swing guy as well. He's like, all right, this is the fucking last chance my creative career is ever getting. Either this works, or I'm staking my entire life on this. Oh shit, I'm actually in sort of a similar era. No, not actually. And it is fun to do. It's like, fucking, it's gonna work, it's gonna work. It's gotta work. For me, it will work. Because I'm not a fucking jobber. So he's a jobber. And this is, oh my word. It was just a poser, is what I realized. We're talking about his favorite book. It was called Papillon. He's like, yeah, that's one of the only books I've read twice. I'm like, aren't you a fucking English teacher? Isn't that like, if you've ever read books, you realize that you read them to get, you find one good book, you read it a million times if you're trying to improve as a writer. Now, this fucking, this is the only book I ever read. I'm going to write a book, though. And, yeah. Nah, great guy. Great guy. Sorry, it's no McDonald move, man. You shit on people, and then you fucking say they're a great guy. Good guy, though. But it's good to realize it just comes from that creative block thing. But I don't like, he did always call me lazy as a child. He's, you're so fucking lazy. I'm like, you're fucking the laziest father I've ever seen in my life. Which is, That's not it. But you know that thing where you'd like swing in, swing out. So he'd come. It never made sense to me as a child. It makes perfect sense as an adult, where he's like, all right, I've got this family, but I've got to work away from them. And you're like, ah. He's either thinking about murdering us all the time, which is also possible, because, you know, he's either doing that or, what else could he be doing? I think that's it. Or it's just like, it is actually just fun to have, to be alone as a man. But it can get depressing as well. So you'd be like, you'd be alone. You'd be like, ah, man, I'm alone. And he'd be alone. He'd be like, ah, I got a family somewhere. Yeah, I feel good about that as well, yeah. Yeah, so the crazy maker. The crazy maker, man. He is a bit of a crazy maker. And I think it's all about being blocked by yourself. Blocked as a creative man. Blocked as a creative. So which intervention should I talk about? And then we'll get into the most recent one. Which this is where the penny finally dropped for me, where I'm like, oh, you fucking codependent. You pathetic codependent. And it all comes back to, daddy, are you drinking? Because I annoyed you.
Which, oh my word. I just flashed to a memory.
Oh, this is when I'm an adult, so...
Him and my mother arguing, and I was like, oh, but did that have something to say with, to do with what I said to him earlier on? Because I sort of gave him a jab. And he looked at me, he's like, I've completely forgot you fucking existed. Until you were right. Until you were speaking to me right now. Like, ah. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense.
So crazy makers. Yeah, so this guy, we're at this mansion. And he's raided the liquor cabinet. He's all over the place. He's been like, where? And this is the thing about fucking drug addicts as well. Because everyone there was a fucking degenerate. Except one guy. I was about to say, oh no, he was a fucking pervert. Not a pervert. But he was a great guy, actually. He was a great guy. He was a good guy. I don't know. Everyone's a great guy. He was a great guy, a good guy, whatever, man. It was a guy. But it was the guy whose mansion it was. It was like, he wasn't even angry. Because his dad came home. That's the thing as well. It's like fucking, I think we were 23, 24. And it's like, oh no, his dad's come home. He's found the liquor. It's gone. Which is like something that would happen to fucking, something that happened to me at like 12. So this guy is going through that same situation with this fucking drunk. Hope you're alive, man, if you're out there. Oh, actually, I know you are alive. Because you contacted me. I didn't want to see you. I just was like, nah, I'm busy. And then he did that fucking bullshit move of like, oh, I see how it is, man. I'm like, all right, I'll fucking see you today. I'm moving, though. He's like, okay. And then fucking flaked on me. And then he would keep contacting me to be like, hey, man, let's see you. I'm like, you fucking flaked on me. I told you I was moving. I wasn't moving either. Wasn't a lie, because I was thinking about moving to the desert. So he's like, I think I'm moving. He's like, nah, it was hang out, man. So it's on him. It's on him that way. I'm going to assume positive intent. I'm assuming everything is working out for the best all the time. So when he flaked on me, I was like, oh, cool. Because I actually needed to see him for something. I was like, ah, if I can... I don't know where I'm going to live. Maybe this guy will have a couch I can sleep on. So I was like, maybe I'll go see him, see if I can sleep on his couch. Because he's... I don't want to talk about this guy too much, actually. It's like not even worth the effort. It's not even worth the energy. That's the thing. These fucking drunks. These fucking king babies. King baby. But back then, I didn't realize that. Back then, I was fucking codependent. Captain Save a Hobo. And this guy, man, I just realized it. This guy, sort of a fucking similar move where we'd go out, the whole pretense of us going out was to fucking get laid. And any time I got a chick, he'd be like, all right, we need to move right now. I'm like, wait, I just found a chick. He's like, no, let's move. We gotta go. I'm like, what are you fucking talking about? He's like, no, you need to spend time with me. You need to hang out with me. Which I didn't realize at the time, but it's amazing the things you would tolerate when you have fucking self-hatred, self-hate, low self-esteem. Because now I'd be like, yeah, I'm fucking this chick. What the fuck are you talking about? No one put a gun to your head and forced you to fucking date this annoying Italian. No one did that. Did they? He's like, yeah, she pays my rent. You're like, okay. All right, man.
All right, man. That's how you want to play it, I guess. That's how you want to play it. I don't know. It's not like I'm better than you. It's just I am better than you now. So at the time, I wasn't. It's not like I'm better than you. I'm just better than I was then. For I just see through that shit. In my personal life now. I got fucking one crazy maker in my life that I tolerate. One crazy maker. Because, like, you go, oh, okay, this guy is fucking... legitimately needs fucking help and support and care from people who love him. So I tolerate one in my life. And this is a good guy as well. This is like, I just flashed to a memory of him leaving me with a bag pretty much when police came. But you're like, yeah. It was kind of funny. It was funny as well. Yeah, so he's a crazy maker. They were all fucking crazy makers, man. So his fucking girlfriend, the King Baby, one. The drunk who passes out in the mansion pool. This guy. I have his friend be like, man, something wrong with this guy. I'm like, you're a fucking drug addict also. You do way more drugs than him, which is weird. He's like, yeah, but this guy's really in trouble. So that's what a lot of it is. It's like, you don't want to look at yourself. So you're like, nah, I'm not going to help me, but I'll help this guy. I think that's why you keep him around as well. You like, you tolerate them because you're like, oh, it's a nice little distraction. Oh. It's a nice little distraction, isn't it? So he's like, we gotta help him. I'm like, you don't want to appear like a bad friend, but you're like, this guy's fine. I got my own problems, man. I get the shakes and shit. Did I have the shakes yet? I don't think so. Like, I was on my own little downward spiral. Oh, actually, yeah, it was actually right, coincided with my downward spiral. With, like, my worst moments in life. I was like, he's like, nah, we gotta help this guy. I'm like, I ain't got a fucking girlfriend. I ain't got anyone babying me with this. No one gives a fuck. Who cares about the codependent is where it all comes back to. Mental health professionals. People you pay that are the only people who will tolerate that. But nah, his girlfriend calls me. She's like, he's just drinking in the apartment. What do we do? But like, what do you do? And you go, I've been with you guys so many times where you're just trying to control his intake and you're like, that's weird. It's weird. It's just fucking weird to see a woman do that. To be like, it's fucking mothering shit. You need a mother. This is how much fucking ecstasy you can have. Oh, this guy did a bunch of ecstasy once and tried, I think he fingered my butthole on ecstasy. I just remembered that. And he was the kind of guy who do drugs by himself. Which in all my other friendship groups, someone got drugs, they'd be like, hey, let's do drugs. He'd just be like, hey, I got a bunch of fucking cocaine. We'd tell you about it later. He'd be like, what'd you do? I had a bunch of cocaine alone. You'd be like, okay. I mean, sharing is, what is it? Sharing is caring. Although I'd never have drugs, and that was my move, to just be around people and be like, yeah, fucking give me drugs if you want. So I've been the crazy maker too, you know. So we go around to the guy's house, or his apartment. And I've literally just gone through hell. Literally. I'm not going to get... Maybe I'll do a fucking theme on hell. But I've literally gone to hell. It makes Dante's Inferno look like a... walk through the park. It makes Dante's Inferno look like a... hacky sack. I like to avoid cliches, but... Why do I like to avoid cliches? It makes Dante's Inferno look like a walk in the park. Alright? That's it. But now I got his fucking annoying girlfriend. Annoying. She's annoying. Be like, hey, you gotta go talk to a man. We need to help a man. I'm like, hey, man, you fucking need to stop drinking? He's like, you smell bad. I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, you smell bad. I'm like, yeah, I've literally just gone to hell and back, but I'm taking time out of my fucking day to try help you. He's like, no, you smell bad. I'm not going to listen to you. And also, do you want a drink? I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I told him about, like, I went through fucking hell. I told him about it. He's like, yeah, perfect reason to drink. I'm like, okay, I'm never speaking to this guy again. I think I spoke to him afterwards, subsequently. But, it was never the same. Where he's like, oh, this guy couldn't care less whether I fucking live or die. Or not even that. It's like, it's a drowning man. That's it. It's a drowning man. You throw them the fucking rubber ducky, whatever. Whatever you throw. And, if it looks like they're going to drag you down with them, get the fuck away from them. That's what I do. That's what I'm doing. This might be a longer episode because I got so many thoughts on this now. Crazy makers, man. They make you crazy. Fun to think about. Did I talk about the other one? Maybe not. It's like, I pretty much covered it there. Be like, alright, fucking king baby. I don't want to be around fucking king babies. Well, but then I was. Then I was. I got it out of my life in the physical, but in the ethereal. No, not the ethereal. Guys, you should see my cat. Just elegant. The way... sorry. Now, cats are fucking crazy makers. That's it. That is pretty much what you are. If you're a crazy maker, you're just a cat. So I have this guy. I'm sure for anyone who's migrated over from my YouTube channel, there's this guy who's a, I don't know, man. It was, he'd just go around like commenting on every NoFap channel. Be like, hey man, like the most generic bullshit, so easy to see through, where you're like, okay, this guy just comments on people's channels as a little way to get people to go back to his channel. And you're like, alright, fuck you. Because I'd be on my channel fucking pouring my heart out, being like, this is why I have no fucking friends. And he'd be like, oh, I have no friends either. And then you'd watch a video of his and he'd be talking about, I got this friend, I got that friend, I got so many friends. And you'd be like, this guy's a fucking liar. And his whole thing was, I'm an open book, man. I'm an open book, man. And you're like, you're not an open book. You're a fucking baby. No, yeah, you're a fucking baby. I'll say it. You're not an open book, man. I'm an open book. And you know people fucking edit books. That's the thing as well. You can't say to these fucking babies. It's not just every thought they put in books. They edit them. So my, it's so, oh my god, I'm so glad I'm getting out of that nofap space, because you're like, you're all degenerate porn addicts with masturbation problems, because you're so fucking selfish. That's what it comes down to, when you actually think about it. You're so fucking self-centered, self-involved. Of course, your own sexual gratification is the most important thing to you in your life, of course. You're fucking selfish. You're a narcissist. You're a crazy maker. But you're a pussy. So, like, if you weren't, you'd be out fucking. But you're like, yeah, I don't want to do that. Because I'm too, I can't even appear not to be fucking selfish for the 15 minutes it takes to seduce a woman. So, yeah. Sorry, I just caught a look at my eyes in the mirror. You guys should know I do most of these in front of the mirror. Infer from that what you may. So this guy has been making videos for 10 years on the topic of not touching his penis. Of getting porn out of his life. And he successfully got it out of his life. This is the other thing. He's like, I don't even watch porn anymore. But I'll still make these videos about quitting porn. You're like, what? I was trying to quit porn. I was documenting that. It's fucking a nightmare. It's embarrassing. And as soon as you're like, okay, I've got it out of my life. You're like, okay, I'm going to stop talking about this. This guy needed so much attention. That he was like, all right, I'm still going to fucking talk about this, because this is the only thing people care about when I talk about it. Because it's such an easy little cheat code to get, like, teenagers who are going through that problem. So you got a balding man, like a man in his fucking 30s talking about it. Like, hey kids, how's it going? So I make a video along those lines, just like telling the truth, actually. That was the thing. I told the truth in a mean way, but it is the truth. Didn't give a fuck about anyone. Super narcissistic. You'd see him comment on other people's videos being like, is this in reference to the video I made fucking a month ago, and a guy would be like, I don't think I watched your video. And he'd do that with me as well and be like, man, I fucking was watching your videos. First time I was like, okay, these are so boring. Maybe we could work together and make them palatable, because you seem to have skills in other areas. So that's the first hook that got me. It was like, we could work together. Second hook that got me was like finding out he was fucking on the verge of suicide. I was like, oh, okay. So how'd I do that? I was like, someone in my audience is suicidal. Someone is. Because the way you, this is why I got out of YouTube, is like, I'm still in YouTube. I just changed strategy to actually pursue my creative ambitions. Because I modded my entire channel to fucking help a guy. And he's just like, this is stupid. This is what the crazy maker does. And it was crazy of me to do that. Because I would do that to avoid the fucking risk of doing what I want. I'll be like, no, I gotta be a fucking martyr for this man I've never met on the other side of the universe who doesn't respect me. He said that. He's like, made a video. No, he's very indirect. He's a fucking pussy. He's a fucking coward. Which I couldn't say on YouTube, because I was like, this guy's gonna fucking hang himself. But that, like, this is the lesson if you're in that space. It's like, yeah, you're a pussy, you're a fucking coward. You don't have to be, you can change. Change your mindset. Change. So he did this thing where, actually, I think I was the one who started it. I just realized I did it. I was the one who indirectly was like, the NoFap community, and I'd be talking directly to that guy, about that guy. About how, like, yeah, so I was a bit of a coward there as well. This guy blanked me. That was the thing. I was like, hey, man, let's fucking work together. He didn't even fucking respond. I was like, oh, I see what it's about. You're just a fucking... You're just here for fucking attention and energy. That's what it's about. It's not about money. It's not about helping people. It's not about anything but attention and energy. Which got me to reflect on myself. I was like, oh, that's what I'm doing. Yeah, okay, I'll change what I'm doing. But then you find out this guy's doing it because he's about to fucking kill himself. And you're like, all right, fuck. We're in it together, buddy. That's what I did. I would be like, we're in it together. So I righted that ship where you could go watch his videos. It was clear to anyone with fucking eyes that he's like, my favorite thing about running or exercise is when you feel like you're dead. You feel like you're dead. You feel like you're dying. And he'd smile. He had the weirdest smile at the time, just like weird eyes. And you go, oh my God, this guy is fucking about to die. And you go, you want to help him? So I put the offer out there. I did put the offer out there to help him. I was like, hey, man, you ever need help? I tried to get on a fucking call with him. You know how weird that is for me? To be like, I don't call anyone. I tried to get a call with this guy because I'm like, oh, he's fucking about to die. He is very close to death. So you're like, all right, I'll fucking call him because he doesn't seem to have any chance of reaching out to... This was the thing about the internet as well. If this was in real life, I'd probably just avoid him, detach with love. In real life, that's what I would have done. Or, like, just, like, drop him at a psych ward. That's the thing. If he was, like, a friend, I think that's what I'd do. I'd go, all right, I'm gonna fucking... Let's go here. I know you're in a little room where you're not allowed to belt, you're not allowed laces, and you're gonna be observed for the next 48 hours to make sure you don't fucking die. That's what I would have done if it was a fucking friend. That's why I don't have friends. That's why I made why I don't have friends is they're all fucking suicidal. And you're like, all right, I'm tapping out. Keep going. So I tapped out. No, I didn't tap out. Yeah, he didn't get on a call with me. I was like, all right. I was like, his whole thing was like, I'm celibate for life, man. I'm going to be celibate for life. That was his whole thing. First time I looked at that, I was like, oh, this guy's going to fucking die soon. That was my first response. Which is always right. Your gut instinct is always right. I found that. So I was like, he's only talking about life. Because he's thinking in terms of a short life. So you stop. So you keep going. Then you watch enough of a guy's videos, you start to like them. That's the thing. But is that even the thing? Or was it just a distraction for me? To be like, I'm saving lives. I'm saving lives. Let's save some lives. Oh, no, it was definitely cowardice and a distraction. I just realized it. Just passed it out. Because for me to actually help people and to actually save lives, I would have to be such a fucking shining, bright example of the power of getting this stuff out of your life. And then I'd point to it. I'd go, this is what helped me. Because who's going to listen to me? That's what it was about. Or was that what it's about? I think it was. I think it was. But was it? I think it was. There's still that little pull. Oh, like, yeah, did God put me on this green earth, man, to fucking make NoFap videos? Yes. No. Yes. No. See, I still feel conflicted about it. But would it actually help that guy? Was it actually helping that guy? No, it wasn't. Because I get the ship righted. I'm like, okay, he seems good now. I'm going to fucking pursue my ambitions. And then, boom, Crazy Maker. As Crazy Makers do. He's on his fucking channel crying like a fucking baby. Oh, I'm getting doxxed. Wah. It's been happening for 10 years. Wah. Everyone look at me. Shut the fuck up. No, I'm an open book. I won't talk about the fact that I want to hang myself, but no, I'm an open book. I'm an open book. Ugh. Goof. I'm like, okay, yeah, this guy's reason to live appears to me to be that. That goal of setting 365 days of NoFap. And he, oh my god, it's impossible though. So I was watching all of his videos. The guy said he would never pay me. Straight off the bat, he was like, I will never fucking give another fucking guy money. Straight off the bat, he says that in a weird video. I'm like, hey man, I was literally trying to work with you. Like in a partnership setting, in a partnership context. Fucking weird move by me to continue down that line of thinking. I'm like, oh, this guy's fucking about to die. Weird move by me. Well, great move by me, I don't know. Because I did get such great experience from it, from the NoFap space as well. But I realize people are going to fucking goof on you for being like, hey man, I'm here to help you get porn out of your life. People are going to fucking despise you for that. So you might as well do what you want. You might as well do what the fuck you want. Cause... And I also found one guy in all my videos who was like, just one, I don't want to call him a fan. Because that's weird. But... to think of, like, I think you need multiple to be like my fan, my fan, actually not my fan. I was like, oh, why don't I actually just fucking help that guy, like the guy who likes me. Why don't I do that if I want to help people? Because this guy reached out for me. Must have been hard for him to do. He literally reached out to me, because I always put the offer out. I'll help you if you want with porn. I put that offer out. And he was like, hey man, I need help. But it took him fucking long enough. It did take him a long time to finally be like, oh, I need help, man. Hey man, I need help. So help that guy. Because I'm trying to think who actually reached out, who's actually been there for me in my darkest moments. My sister. And my mother. That's about it. And like, they're not good. Which is like, but they've been there. So you go, oh, thank you. So, like, they're not perfect, but they've been there. Jeez Louise, this is good. I'm just thinking, I'm just, like, getting, I'm like, whoa, I would love to fucking listen to this show. This guy's going in. This guy's going fucking in. Sorry, I'm going to listen back to this, so I like to shout myself out. Be like, hey, my favorite fucking viewer, favorite listener. Yeah, who's been there? And then there's a part of me that's like, yeah, but they didn't help me perfectly. They made the effort to help me, but it was like, was it a selfish help? So I think I'm their crazy maker. Yeah, I'm gonna help them. I'm gonna help my sister. I'm gonna help my mother. I'm gonna help one of my brothers. The one who needs help. Joel, you are so right. You are so on today. You know, it's good to get that clarity. It is good to get that clarity. Like, why am I wasting my fucking time trying to help this fucking goof? So he's getting doxxed. In my videos, I'm like, this guy won't fucking get on a call with me. He never would. He won't fucking speak to me. In my videos, I'm like, okay, this is how AstroTurf works. This is how the whole NoFap movement works, where you're up against MindGeek. Well, that's the face of what you're up against. And if you help people with this issue, it's going to be uncomfortable for you. Especially if you're a coward. Because they know that just pushing that fear button will fucking cause you to shit your little panties. So I even made a fucking video being like, hey man, the most miserable people in their lives have nothing they're going up against. It's like a little rallying call for him. Oh my god, I'm just thinking, I'm putting this energy into my own life and I'd be a fucking billionaire. I would.
No, bad. You gotta keep posting these fucking boring videos for the next year. You're not a man of your word, bro. So yeah, I found out pretty quickly this guy only would listen to me if I put on the fucking, dripped it and slathered it in cruelty.
So when I was like, hey man, there's this thing called AstroTurf, look it up. Don't think he ever looked it up. Which got me to the point where I was like, oh, yeah, fuck this guy. Or forget this guy. He's a fucking crazy maker. He loves the problem. He loves the attention I'm giving him. He loves it. He loves it too much. And that's where the whole ideation stuff comes in. It's like, oh, fucking no one ever cared about me, man. If I'm fucking such a mess, if I'm so unhappy, then you'll have to fucking think about me. So that's what I used to do with my mother. That's what I used to do with my sister. But I'm letting go, I'm letting go.
Keep going.
Yeah, I'm actually gonna get this all out. And I realized that it was me using him as a distraction. It was. It was me getting my little ego like, this guy's at fucking his wit's end. Maybe he'll listen to me. It was. So, I'm a crazy maker too. Alright, next week's theme is gonna be mystery. Now, is that the theme of mystery or leaving it a mystery? Probably leaving it a mystery. I blanked on what I was gonna think of. Oh, I guess I've gotta go in on fucking porn. There's the synchronicity. Look up. It's a conspiracy. It's hanging from my wall. That is the greatest conspiracy of them all. If you dig enough into it, if you go deep enough into it, you'll find yourself, but you'll lose your mind. All right, that's a cliffhanger. Bye, bye, bye. Love you.